Which brings up the next question, what should you sell? In order to succeed on eBay, your best bet is to choose a hungry niche and focus almost entirely on that one niche. In other words, specialize. Once you find the hungry niche, find out what they're buying and start giving it to them. This could be antiques, clothing, information products, collectibles, artwork, exercise equipment, or anything else. You can create your own products, sell products that you have the resale rights to, use a dropshipper to sell products, and so on. Quick tip, if you're selling downloadable products like ebooks, eBay now requires you to mail the product, which means you'll either need to make a print product, or you need to put the product on a flash drive, CD, DVD, or other device. Number 5, target other marketers. So far, we've talked about different ways to make $10,000 per month, which mainly, although not exclusively, focused on selling directly to consumers. But another way to make a lot of money fairly quickly is by focusing on other marketers. That's because people will pay handsomely if you can give them what they need to make even more money. And one way to do that is by flipping websites, i.e., selling or reselling websites. There are two ways you can build a business flipping websites. You may focus on either way exclusively, or you may combine them to grow your business. Here are the two models. A. You build niche websites and sell them directly to consumers. Within this overall model, there are a few different ways you can build these sites. You can create exclusive websites and sell one site to one customer for a higher price. You can create a template site, load it with private label content, and sell it to multiple customers, provided these customers know it's not an exclusive, unique site. Some marketers who sell exclusive sites simply create the site, load it with content, and sell it directly to other marketers based on the traffic and profit potential. If you have a system for building sites very quickly, this can be lucrative. Other marketers choose to spend a few months building the content, traffic, and income, and then selling the site at a much higher price. Since the site is pulling in traffic and a profit, even if it's a small profit, it commands a higher price because there's proof that it's profitable. People are now buying into proven profits rather than profit potential. B. You buy poor-performing niche websites, tweak them, and resell them for a higher price. The second way to make money flipping websites is by scooping up cheap, underperforming websites, tweaking them, and reselling them for a tidy profit. Here's how. Search places like eBay, SitePoint.com, DNForum.com, and similar marketplaces for low-priced, low-profit websites where you can clearly see how to boost profits. You can usually pick them up for a few hundred dollars. Tweak the sites. Improve the sales process, monetize the site better, and start driving traffic. Once you have better conversion numbers and the site is making a proven profit, resell it for around 6 to 12 months worth of profits. For example, a site making just $100 per month could sell for $600 to $1,200, or even more, if you find the right buyer. Reinvest some of your profits into buying more sites. Rinse and repeat until you're making at least $10,000 a month. Number 6, tag and pin your way to riches. Can you turn mere words into $10,000 per month, without actually selling those words as an ebook or other information product? You bet you can. Namely, by blogging your way to wealth. Here's the idea. You set up a niche blog that's of interest to a very specific audience. Then you monetize your blog in one or more of the following ways. By promoting your own products to the people who visit your blog weekly or even daily. By promoting affiliate products, i.e., other people's products. By promoting CPA, cost per action, offers, where you get a commission every time your visitors perform a specific action such as filling out a form. By using Google AdWords, where you make money every time someone merely clicks on an ad on your site. By asking for and accepting donations on your blog. Don't discount this tactic. There are several well-known bloggers who make over $100,000 per year almost entirely through donations. So, how do you go about starting a blog that can bring you $10,000 per month? Here's an overview of the simple yet lucrative process. 1. First, choose a hungry niche. They should not only be hungry for information, so that they'll read your blog, but they should also be willing and eager to put money down to solve their problems or otherwise improve their lives. Figure out what they're already buying, which will help you decide how to monetize your blog. 2. Second, research the competition. Visit the busy, popular, and profitable blogs in your niche to find out what makes them so popular and busy. Then figure out how to set your blog apart and make it better. 3. Next, buy a domain at Namecheap, GoDaddy or elsewhere that reflects the topic of your blog. Fourth, go to WordPress.org and download the latest version of the blogging software. Install and customize it. 5. Next, start blogging. Populate your blog initially with about 10 posts, just so your early visitors get the impression that you have a popular blog with good content. Then commit to updating your blog at least 2 or 3 times per week. If suitable, you may even want to update it daily. Quick tip, you don't have to sit by your blog every day and manually update it. You can preload content and drip it to your readers on a preset schedule. You can do this by either loading up the content and setting it for a future posting date, or by purchasing auto-blogging software that does all the work for you.